Hello.
Hi, Kellen. How are you?
Very good.
This is Haley again.
Yes.
Right.
Hi.
Hi. Did you get my email that I sent you?
No, I didn't look at that. Let me look at it. Just 1 minute.
Sure. I sent you the entire chat correspondence we had so that you have everything in writing as well. Yep.
Now, Penguin Book Writers, is that the same company as Penguin Books?
That's correct. We are under the same imprint, Penguin Publishing, because we are more like hybrid publishers. We take care of self-publishing and traditional publishing as well.
Okay.
Yep.
So, let's see. I see two emails. Both of them seem similar.
Yes, they both have chat transcripts. One is automated email, which goes to every client once the chat ends, and the other one was from my end that I emailed you along with some of the links. Penguin was covered on U.S. Business News, so I thought of sharing those links with you.
Okay.
Yep.
Let me just open that a minute.
Sure. Take your time. I mean, is this the only book you're planning on doing, or would you be writing more books in the future?
I think it's, I'm not thinking of writing another one.
Mm-hmm.
A publisher did look at my book. They were thinking of publishing it. On their nickel, they would pay me.
Yep.
But then, when the committee got together, one of the complaints was it was too short.
Hmm.
I thought of, it's 80 pages, as I said, but they're in it for a profit, and. One thought I had is at some point I might want to add
mm-hmm.
to this book
mm-hmm.
and go back and see if they would publish it.
Can I tell you something?
Yes?
Any publisher asking you to increase the page count or the word count is just talking without any sense, because that's their motive on maximizing profits, Because if there are going to be more pages, they're going to charge you more for editing it or maybe doing a lot of things that are not required. So that's one of the tactics publishers play to make money, and that's not appropriate. 80 pages are sufficient enough because we don't want to overwhelm our readers by it.
Well, especially when it's my children and grandchildren. In fact, that's one reason I want an audio version, because giving it to them is easy. Having them read it is something else.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, there's a variety of ages. My children are older, but my grandchildren are a little bit younger, and I don't know who will really get into it and read it or not. And I think that some of them will listen to them rather than read it. And if it's too long, I think that would discourage them from reading it.
Exactly. You're,
in my opinion.
Right. And that's exactly what I was telling you. The more pages we are going to flush in a book, there are more chances or higher chances of losing potential readers because they get overwhelmed and they lose their interest. And we don't want to
right.
do that.
Right.
So with whoever is telling you that, you know, you need to increase this, decrease that, that does not make any sense.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, okay, so how do we move forward on this? What do I need to do?
Yes, let me go ahead and email you the link to proceed with the order. There are two options. Either I can get you connected, you know, with my finance and they can help you to card, you know, charge a card, whichever one you're going to be using, or I can send you a link right now and I can help you complete the form yourself. Which option suits you the best?
Well, why don't you send me something and let me look at it and see how complicated it is.
Sure, give me a moment. Okay, there you are. Let me email it to you. That would be more convenient. Thank you. Best regards. Let's send the link now. Okay, the email has been sent from my end. It might take 30 seconds or 35 seconds for you to receive it.
Okay, here it is. Let's take a look.
Sure.
Okay, so there's a HTTPS address.
Yes, you need to click on it.
Okay, it doesn't look like there's too many questions here. Let me...
You can use any card except for Amex because our merchant is undergoing some service and technicalities, so it's not accepting American Express. You can use any other card if you have.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let me just start filling this out if you're okay with that. I must have...
Sure.
I'm going to think where I was. Oh, I've got my wallet right here. Okay. I got it.
It's okay. Take your time.
Okay.
Yep.
Let me just start filling this in.
Absolutely. Take your time and make sure everything is as per the card, because if there's any middle initial in your name that you might want to, if it's being displayed on your card, you need to put that down on your card name and all of that. Okay.
Okay. So my card has Calvin T. Candlin. So I, for first name, I put in Calvin T. and last name Candlin, C-A-N-D-L-A-N.
That's right.
Okay, there's my email. There's my the phone.
This is your mobile number, right?
And let me put my mobile number. Oh, here it is. Okay, there it is. That's my address. Postal code, yes, okay. Name on card. They've got it all in caps, so I'll do it all in caps. All card number.
Make sure you're not repeating any number on the phone, otherwise I'm going to get fired.
Oh, okay. Now, this is a Visa card, okay?
Okay, that's okay.
All right. Okay. I didn't put any spaces in. Is that all right?
Under the card numbers?
Yeah.
That's okay.
All right. And then all right.
It will reflect a big thank you page once you click on submit payment.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, so I have, let me just go over it one more time. I think I've got everything in here.
Of course.
Again, I did not put any spaces in. My card shows spaces in the number. Should I put spaces in?
It's okay. No. You don't have to put any spaces in the card numbers. You have to just put the card number straight without any space.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, let me just double check. There's a lot of numbers here. Let me make sure they're all correct.
Sure.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I hit submit.
All right.
And I've got thank you.
Welcome aboard. Your payment did go through successfully. What I'm going to do next is that I'm going to prepare your paid receipt, and I'm going to send you the paid receipt right away. Now, you tell me what time works for you to speak over the phone with my team. Like, I guess it's late now, or can you talk right now, or maybe after 15 minutes with my team, or maybe tomorrow? Anytime that works for you.
Tomorrow might be better.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just take a look at what I've got.
Sure.
Is tomorrow during the day okay?
Yeah. It's completely okay. Whatever works for you, just let me know. I'll put that in my calendar.
What time zone are you in?
I'm in Eastern Standard.
You're in Eastern time zone?
Correct.
Okay. So, would be a good time for you? It's 2 hours later here.
Okay.
So,
how about we do 3 p.m. Eastern, if that's okay? That would be one at your end, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, let's do that. So I'll write that down.
Sure. Are you like in Eastern time or Central or Pacific?
Mountain time.
Mountain time, yeah. Then it's 2 hours difference that we have in between. So, yeah, let's do 3 p.m. Eastern. That would be 1 p.m. your time. And my team is going to call you, help you fill out the questionnaire surveys, and you can attach your manuscript, and we can get going.
Okay, very good.
Perfect. Thank you.
So you're going to since I've got pictures in there, not too many, I forget how many, three or four, is it better for me to send you let me ask this. I've emailed this before. I've emailed both PDFs and in fact, maybe I could email both a PDF and a Word document. Now, when I...
Word document, that's okay. If that's easier for you, or if you have PDF, it doesn't matter anyway, because we need digital file. That's all we need.
Okay.
Yes, so whatever is convenient for you, you can send me that.
When I sent an email copy, I used a fancy font on my cover sheet. And when I emailed it, it took the fancy font out and just made it. It simplified the formatting for some reason. I don't know why it did that. I guess the PDF.
Let me tell you, that's not an issue because the formatting is going to get done again. So even if the layout gets, you know, disturbed for any reason, we are here to fix that for you.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, well, I've got both, and I can send you both. And the advantage of the PDF, is it can show you the kind of font I like.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's the plan.
So, but I think you can't edit it, so... So I'll send you both.
Perfect. That sounds like a cool, you know, plan. You can just go ahead and email me that. While you're on the phone with me, I'm sending you the paid receipt for your records along with the merchant name so that, everything is documented from my end and there's no room for error or mistake, at least from my end. So I like everything to be documented. Give me a sec.
Yeah.
Hey, Kellen. Okay, that's all I have to change.
Now, I have something from Infinity. Is that what I'm supposed to have?
Sorry, what? Can you repeat that?
I got an email from Infinity. Is that from you?
No, that's not from me. That's an automated email from RCRM that I told you about, from where you can always monitor us, you know. So it's about that. Yeah.
So, should I fill this out? I guess it's a matter of putting in my password.
You don't have to do anything right now. Everything is just being sent for you so that we are all ready to speak tomorrow so that there's no lack of communication. And everything is being, you know, catered from my end. All you got to do right now is just have a good sleep, take care of yourself, eat well. And tomorrow at 1 p.m. your time, we're going to call you.
Okay, very good. I appreciate that very much, Haley.
No problem at all. And also, if you want, I mean, my direct number is also on my email. If you ever want to text me or call me yourself, you are always welcome to, you know, doing that.
Okay, very good.
All right.
Thank you very much.
No problem. Don't thank me. You have yourself a great night ahead, and we'll speak tomorrow.
You too. Thank you very much.
You're most welcome. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.